USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats introduced an article of impeachment Monday accusing President Trump of inciting an insurrection. A vote on that article is likely to come as soon as Wednesday. Colorado Republican Congressman Ken Buck is asking President-elect Joe Biden to urge his fellow Democrats to stop the impeachment push. He tells Fox News it would be in the best interest of healing the country to just get to the next administration.
This is being rushed. This is a political stunt. And what we need to do is take time and reflect and make sure that whatever decisions are made regarding the events of January 6th are done with intelligent action. This president-elect could gain a lot of goodwill among Republicans and Democrats, frankly, but among Americans generally, if he told everybody, slow down, that this president is not an imminent threat to this country at this point. Let's get through the inauguration.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Social media app Parler is suing Amazon after it was removed from Amazon's cloud services. The suit calls Amazon's move anti-competition and motivated by politics. The company is asking for a temporary order to keep Amazon from closing Parler's account. The app was dropped by Apple and Google from their app stores over the weekend. The tech giants accused the app of allowing posts inciting violence and allowing users to plan last week's unrest at the Capitol. Parler's CEO says the service may be offline for at least a week while the company looks for a new hosting option. And President Trump has declared a state of emergency in the District of Columbia through the inauguration over rising fears of further violence. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser sent a letter to the White House Sunday asking for an emergency declaration. That declaration allows for federal assistance in helping to secure the Capitol during the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. It comes as the FBI is warning of plans for armed protests in all 50 state capitals on Inauguration Day. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump will head to the southern border Tuesday as construction on a border wall reaches a new milestone. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump is planning to visit Texas's Rio Grande Valley on Tuesday. The visit a week after the Department of Homeland Security says that over 450 miles of border fencing have been completed during the Trump administration. That news comes as we hear there is an increase in migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mark Morgan is the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. As far as why that is, he believes.
Look, we know that illegal immigration is always driven by worsening economic conditions. That's a fact. Right now, COVID has devastated economies in the Western Hemisphere, so that has started that. But the difference, the reason why, even though the numbers are going up and it doesn't feel like a crisis, because this president has given us the authorities to deal with it effectively. But now what we're seeing are those numbers exponentially rising. And why? Because they know with the Biden administration, the borders are going to be open. They're talking about it, and it's driving the numbers even greater. And right now, with his open border strategies, we will see a crisis if he continues.
And President Trump has declared a state of emergency in the District of Columbia through the inauguration over rising fears of further violence. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser sent a letter to the White House Sunday asking for the emergency declaration. The declaration allows for federal assistance in helping to secure the Capitol during the inauguration of President-elect Biden. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.